Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Sharon Brody in Boston. Tonight at Gillette Stadium, the Patriots face the Broncos. The divisional playoff game pits New England's star quarterback with three Super Bowl victories on his resume, Tom Brady, against the story of Tim Tebow, the artist formerly known as Not NFL Ready. To help us get the Denver perspective on this matchup, Lindsay Jones joins us. She's the Broncos beat reporter for the Denver Post. Good morning. Good morning, Lindsay.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Not bad. Now, what has surprised you most about the Broncos and their fans and this larger-than-life kind of chronicle this season?
It's the fact how quickly Tim Tebow has transcended sports, how quickly he's become this pop culture icon who's, you know, they're spoofing on Saturday Night Live and they're talking about on the late-night talk shows. It's just really crazy, all of the things that have gone on outside of football with this, in addition to all of the crazy and amazing and very often hard to believe things that have happened on the football field.
Right. Well, Tim Tebow, I mean, he isn't just a quarterback. He is a meme. And what does that mean to Broncos fans?
Well, he came to Denver with his own legion of fans. And he honestly has changed the Broncos fan base because, you know, there were, I mean, the Denver fans are amazing. They travel fairly well. I think we'll see some of them at Gillette Stadium today. But, you know, the Broncos have been sold out for years and years and years. I mean, I think it goes back into the late 60s, their sellout streak here in Denver. But Tim Tebow fans are something completely else. So, you know, he's brought this whole other legion of fans with him that are Tebow fans first. And then Broncos fans second. So it's been a very interesting dynamic. What we've seen lately is that, you know, during their six-game win streak in November and December, and then here after the win against Pittsburgh last week, is that this is more exciting than we've seen anything in Broncos football in a very, very long time. I mean, they'd only had one playoff win since John Elway retired until last week. So, you know, what we saw, I mean, yesterday in Denver, there were pep rallies. They declared it, or, you know, I think the mayor declared it Orange Friday. They had, you know, the cheerleaders were at the airport to see the team off. And, you know, the whole city was basically lit up in, you know, orange and blue. And it just felt very different than, you know, kind of what we're going through here in New England.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, the Patriots are known for sort of being methodical and businesslike. I mean, Bill Belichick certainly sets that tone.
Oh, very much so. I mean, I wrote that in a story in today's Denver Post, that fun was not a word that gets used around here very often.
Thank you very much.
Or, I mean, inside Gillette Stadium and the Patriots facility there. And I think, you know, that's certainly the tone that Bill Belichick sets there. And that's not what happens in Denver. I mean, this year it's certainly been a fun place to be, especially over the last 8 to 10 weeks. It wasn't necessarily a fun place to be when the Broncos were 1-4. But now, you know, at 8-8, and now certainly at 9-8, heading into the divisional round of the playoffs, a place where honestly nobody expected they would be. It's been a pretty wild ride.
Okay, realistically, how optimistic is the Broncos fan base for tonight in light of the loss to the Patriots in the regular season? After which, Denver did continue to lose, but then again, as you point out, they played well and won against Pittsburgh. So where are they on the optimism, pessimism, realism continuum?
I think there's a lot of realism, honestly. Even heading into last week against Pittsburgh, who was heavily favored despite having an offense that didn't score a lot of points, you know, I think Pittsburgh was an 8 or 9 point favorite on the road there in Denver. And, you know, New England is a 13.5 point favorite here tonight in Boston. So I think Broncos fans are realistic. You know, the phrase gets thrown around a lot over the last couple of weeks that the Broncos are playing with house money. And it has kind of felt that way because nobody expected that they were going to be here.
The Broncos narrative strikes me as almost an after-school special or one of those Matt Christopher kid-lit sports novels or even a version of The Little Engine That Could, in that everybody claims the protagonist isn't ready, but he goes out there and wins. So I'm just curious, what do you think the next chapter is?
Well, that's what's really funny about this whole thing is that he keeps rewriting it. Just when we think it's over, just when we think that, you know, this whole story is going to end, something crazy happens. I mean, I would not have expected what happened last week to happen, which, you know, would have been a very nice, if, you know, if this were a book, you'd wrap it up in the, or, you know, a movie and that touchdown would happen and that would be the perfect time to roll the credits. You know, I think this might be the time that, this current 2011 story ends tonight, but it gives a very nice start to the sequel.
Lindsay, thank you very much for joining us.
All right, thanks for having me.
The Denver Post's Broncos beat reporter, Lindsay Jones. This is 90.9 WBUR and WBUR.org.